Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
What up, though? Ball Hawk Show.
What up, though?
Welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. I'm your host, Amon Hawkins. Appreciate you taking time out today to listen to the latest episode of the show. This show, we will be just discussing the blue and white spring game for the University of Virginia. Not going to get like too much of a recap just because I had a lot of guys missing and it's really difficult to evaluate everything in its entirety because we really couldn't run the ball like we wanted. We was missing, I want to say, four of our top five linemen. So I just want to be fair. Like, I'll discuss some things that I saw, discuss some storylines lead up to fall camp, and then, you know, the most important subject, the quarterback position. So I'll share my thoughts on that. But before we get started, this episode was sponsored by Aber Insurance. Go to Aber Insurance for all your insurance needs. That's home, business, auto, life insurance. The great people at Aber. AberInsurance.net. If you haven't already, make sure you follow me on my social media platforms, whether it's Facebook under Ma Hawkins, on Twitter at I Am Ball Hawk, Instagram at I Am Ball Hawk, and also TikTok at I Am Ball Hawk. And podcast is partnered with Believe Network, B-L-E-V Network. Make sure you go to the website, believe.com, and check out all the shows along with the Ball Hawk Show. And, of course, this podcast is streamed on all major podcast platforms. So if you're on Apple, make sure you leave a review, Apple or Spotify. Spotify is interactive things you can do on Apple. You know, it helps with the algorithms. My YouTube video, my YouTube channel, I'm building that back up. I've been posting more videos. I've been doing live videos every Monday. Not this Monday, though, because we got to track me Tuesday. I got to do some things with my sprinter. So if you listen to this right now, which I'm dropping this on a Monday, no live show. But I'm trying to do more live shows. And the live shows are uncut. So profanity takes place because my round table is like a barbershop and Petty Hawk is the moderator. So you know how that is. Hey man, why you be blaming curse words on me? Huh? That's how you get out of trouble? You just say it was Petty Hawk and not Ahmad or Ball Hawk. Is that what it is? I mean, basically you just catching on to that. I use you. You are the negative side of me. Well, negativity sells, and I outsell you. Everybody loves negativity more than positivity. And guess who they like the most? Me, Petty Hawk. So with that being said, nah. I'm starting the podcast off. I'm starting the breakdown off. I'm doing it. But what happens if I just take over? I could just take over. You know I could take over. But if you take over, we can't use it because you know how you talk. We got to, you know, we got to be unbiased. We got to be level-headed. You hot-headed and biased. We can't do that when we talk about the Cavaliers, the Wahoos. If we talking pro, you could be biased, okay? But not the subject, all right? You got me? Man, you boring. If you want to move units, let me take over the show. But if you want people to listen here and there, you continue. You make the call, Ball Hawk. Let me see how smart you are. So continue. So that's what it is. They don't like me. I mean, if I ain't in the episode, just look at the numbers. Use your Googles. Look at the numbers. When Petty Hawk is involved, we move units. You need me, brother. You know, I'm like AZ to Nas. When Nas want a good song, he go get AZ. You know. So just let me feature me in this one. Can you feature me? Yeah, of course. You can always be featured. You know, you a Wahoo as well. I thought so. Now, go ahead, brother. Start the podcast off. Thank you, brother. So, first of all, you know what I want to lead off with before we get to the spring game? Because this was announced. I want to say what? Was it announced a day or two before the spring game? The NIL situation. How it's a new NIL law in the Commonwealth that allows, you know, high schools to basically pay student athletes for their name, image, and likeness. I think it's a good thing. I know a lot of folks don't like the air quotations pay to play, but I never understood it growing up. I didn't know that I signed away my name, image, and likeness for, a scholarship. Or I couldn't benefit because my name, image, and likeness, because I played the sport. I always felt, as an adult, when I look back on, I'm like, that's odd. Like, you limit the monetary gain for a student athlete, but everybody else, if you're just a regular student and you go to school and you just happen to do something that can generate income for you, you're fine. Nobody's coming to relegate that. Or is that the word I'm looking for, Petty Hawk? Man, I don't know. It sounded good. Just keep going. But, you know, that's my main thing. And I also understand that with change, there's going to be some pushback. So I understand why folks feel like it's going to be the Wild Wild West. It's going to be hard to police. There's no loyalty. You know, I understand all the questions and the pushback. But with any change, you got to make sure you continue to put in more and more bylaws to kind of reel things in so it don't get out of control. My daughter right now is a senior in high school. My son's about to be a freshman in high school next year. So it'd be interesting to see just far as the name, image, and likeness, like how that plays a role. I do want to say this as far as like recruiting for college coaches, because Coach Elliott, I know, has talked about this at length when he's asked about it. Everybody has their stance, you know, like their philosophy with the NIL. And this is what I would do if I was a coach. Let me just say this before we get to the spring game. I don't mean to bore y'all. You could fast forward. I don't know how much longer I'm going to talk about this. But as far as like the NIL, I definitely want to give my stance if I was a coach or recruiting someone. And I go into the household. And the parents and student athlete is like, how much money you going to give me? Like, if you seen the movie Blue Chips, it's like, how much money you going to give me? You know, Nick Nolte was the head coach. And you got the big country dude. Like, how much money you going to give me? Here's what I would say. If you're a student athlete and you listen to this, this is what I would say to you, Coach Ball Hawk. I would say, I'm not giving you nothing. Not disrespectfully going to say it to you, but I'm not giving you anything. I'm going to treat you like a brand. I'm going to treat you like a corporation would treat you. I'm going to say, oh, you want some money from the actual school? Because you should be saying, hey, what type of resources do you have, guys have? You know, that's for the folk. Like, I'm going to speak to, like, to, in my opinion, the lazy student athlete that just want things to be given to them. So this is the scenario. I'm talking to the student athlete that's lazy, that wants things to be given to them. This is what I'll say to them. Oh, you just want me to give something to you, right? Okay, how about you give me your social media page right now? Like, give me your phone. Show me your social media page. Let me see your following on Twitter. Let me see your following on Instagram. If you use Facebook, let me see how many followers you got on Facebook. Let me see how many followers you got on TikTok. Let me see how many followers you got on Snapchat. Let me see your algorithm. Let me see your mentions. When you post something, let me see how many likes you get. Let me see how many reshares you get. Because as a brand, if I'm going to, air quotation, give you money to promote my brand or whatever corporation I am, because that's what it is. If money's given to you, unless it's a collective. Now, if you're getting money from a collective, and a collective is, you know, donors putting money into a pot and you are allocating that portion of the pot to the student athlete for, well, you know, if they're going to do like infomercials for the university or be a part of highlights and narrating and things like that, that's a little different. But if you're trying to get partnerships for the mom and pop shops that's locally here in Charlottesville, or the corporations like a State Farm, like the big corporations, like, your following controls everything. Now, granted, you could be a special player and the outlier, but you have some players out here that aren't in the headlines and they have a ton of NIL deals. Like the young man, what is it, from Virginia State, has a ton of NIL deals, and he reached out and he could just say, hey, how can I? Because like right now as Ball Hawk, I can contact a company. I give you an example. Y'all remember, you know, a year ago, like Manscaped used to be attached to me. They just reached out to me because they saw what my old YouTube page was getting, how many views. And then, boom, they want to attach to that algorithm. So say, hey, can you be an ambassador for Manscaped? We'll just give you gear. So if I'm talking to that, and I got sidetracked, if I'm talking to the young lazy guy, I'm like, hey, man, just show me the followers you got. And you got to hit a certain threshold, and we will agree to give you the money. That's if you want me to give it to you. Now, if you're one of these parents and these student athletes that really want to understand the NIL and all the moving parts, this is what I tell local athletes here. I'd be like, hey, man, you know, everything you do with social media counts. How you share your highlights, the things you say, what you post. You got to get your following up. You are a walking LLC. You're a walking brand. Everybody wants to ride the wave, so you got to build your wave. That's the NIL. That's all it is. It's the wave, the hype. If people feel like you're one of the best in your city, you got to run with it. This is going to cause the humble person to step outside the, air quotation, humble threshold and openly promote themselves. Not saying you got to be conceited, but you're openly promoting yourselves and your name, your image, and your likeness for monetary gain. The quiet, humble athlete doesn't usually get the NIL deals. Like, for all the folks that say somebody need to be humble, that person going to be humbled and probably not reaping the benefits they should in the early, you know, in the early stages. In the long run, you probably will. Because if you trust in the Most High and what he has in line for you, you're going to act accordingly. But there's nothing wrong with somebody, you know, with self-promotion. I think a lot of times people frown on self-promotion, but we are in a new day and age. And with social media and with people having access to you and your personality, you don't have to, like, if somebody came to my son or my daughter who, you know, she's about to go to college and it's like, hey, want to give her an NIL deal. Well, my daughter is very discreet on social media, but she has my personality. Like, if you talk to her, she could talk. She could articulate. She could sell herself. She can, but she's just very reserved and private. my son, he got a TikTok and stuff. He make a bunch of videos. But as a parent, going through the recruiting process, I don't expect the school to give my kid nothing. I don't want the school to give me anything. I don't even want you to be a part of my NIL. Like, no disrespect. As a parent, I'm just speaking as a parent. I'm just being transparent with y'all. Dog, I don't think you should be transparent. You need to leave it alone. You might mess up how they recruit. I'm just giving you both sides. Petty Hawk, can I give them both sides? Go ahead, give them both sides. This is the last thing I'm going to say to parents out here. You should want to have your brand established. Like, I like the law in Virginia because it's allowing these high school kids here to start to understand what it is to have a brand, to be an LLC with the NIL, because you're educating yourself early and you won't be sideswiped. Because there are student athletes that are being told, hey, we got this NIL set up for you. Come to our school. And then they go to that school and they might give them some upfront money, like five. Like, they might say, hey, we're going to give you $80K for X, Y, and Z. And you ain't never signed nothing. You just signed a national letter of intent. You ain't signed nothing that says they're supposed to give you $80K for the NIL. Hear what I said. They could say, we're going to give you $80K, you sign here. And you sign here, but when you sign, that was just the national letter of intent. Nothing in there says, and an addendum, they're supposed to give you $80K. And then when you get there, they might give you $5K. Hey, this is a little advanced right now, but when the season starts, we're going to give you blah, 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 blah. And then it never happens. What can you really do? Because they could deny it. That's business, right? Because they could say, I ain't never tell you that. Well, what was this $5,000 for? That's what I told him. I gave him $5,000.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I like, they could lie. You better get it in writing. I'll say that. But I'm going to just say this. What, just with my kids personally, I wouldn't want no team to facilitate any NIL deals. I don't want them feeling like they had no hand in us generating income, because they going to feel some type of way. You know how it is when somebody help you get somewhere. They're going to remind your ass, we helped you. And they're going to feel like they made you. And they're going to hold that over your head. And if something hit the fan and you want to part ways, oh, but we did this for you. No, it was a partnership. You presented it, I evaluated it, and I followed through. So I will always say, I'm never, as a person that went to UVA and as a part of the athletic program, like, I just feel like a lot of these student athletes get the game twisted. A school shouldn't just be giving you anything. Like, build your own brand and get it yourself. You should be able to go to any school and still get NIL deals, no matter what the boosters are. Like, I understand collectives, but I'm talking about true NIL deals. I'm talking about, like, when Angel Reese or Caitlin Clark, when they got their quote NIL deals, meaning their true endorsement deals, when people was like, oh, if they leave college, they're going to be making less money going into the WNBA. No, they're not. Those are national endorsement deals. They're going to follow them. They're not going to lose any money. They're actually going to gain money because they're going to not only make the money they was making in college with those deals from those big national companies, but now they're going to get the WNBA salary. And granted, last thing I'm going to say, I'm going to get to the spring game because this is like 17 minutes of me just rambling to a lot of y'all, probably like, shut up, Ball Hawk. Think about this. If I'm a local store, if I had a Shut the Hell Up Juice storefront and I was with Malik Washington, had an NIL deal with Malik and I was endorsing Malik and he was wearing Shut the Hell Up Juice apparel, Ball Hawk Show apparel, boom, 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 boom. Do you really think I'm going to stop? I'm just going to sever ties with him because he went to the NFL. Think about that. Because people think that's what happens when an athlete go from college to the professionals, that the money they was getting from the NIL deal they was getting in college is just going to stop. I can understand if it was coming from a collective. I can understand, like, if Cavs Future was just like, take this cut of money, that'll stop. But if Cavs Future set you up with Ball Hawk's storefront, Shut the Hell Up Juice storefront, Ball Hawk gonna stay attached to you now because you in the pros. You still in the public eye. Like, why would I sever ties with you just because you left the university? Hello? So that's my thought on the NIL. I'm a person who backs the NIL. I don't really care too much about like the transfer portal, like how you could transfer as many times you want. If you could pass admissions, you should be able to transfer. You shouldn't have to sit out. I grew up in an age where we had to sit out. So when people say, Ball Hawk, what would you have done if you were to play? I don't know, because I wasn't allowed. But I will say this. I ain't had no reason to leave. My coach stayed here. We were winning. I had no reason to leave. I know Ray Roberts has admitted that. When he was on the lockdown, myself with T Cover myself, he was a guest. He talked about how he was thinking about transferring at one time. I think his dad, talked him out of it. But it happened back then. Like, people wanted to transfer. It was just more difficult. It's no different like free agency and creating these super teams. How you got the likes of Michael Jordan and Magic and Bird. Like, those dudes were successful. It's hard for somebody who was super successful to really reflect and say, oh, I would have never left. Yeah, you ain't gonna never leave because your organization actually made sure you were successful. It's really hard to deprogram yourself when you're successful. It's like saying, hey, Tom Brady, you won all those Super Bowls, but you would have left the Patriots if so-and-so-and-so happened, wouldn't you? He'd probably still be like, no, because all he sees is he was successful with the Patriots. That's just me. And I just feel like with fans who came up through the era where we could not and we had to be, loyal, air quotations, loyal, we couldn't move. And if we moved, we had to sit out. Then all the folks that came up in our era going to be mad or not envious, but we not going to understand how you could just move from school to school. We wasn't allowed. It's hard. It's hard for us to fathom that. Just like it's hard for people to fathom, oh my God, I can't believe that kid cursed in front of their parents or their grandparents. That's because we used to get popped in the mouth. They don't pop people in the mouth no more. Big mama don't be popping people in the mouth no more. But, all right, let's get to the spring game. About time you get to the spring game. You didn't talk to these people. Now I'm going to do the spring game. First of all, the spring game, before the game, I went up to Coach Kitchens and I said, Coach Kitchens, this is Petty Hall talking, by the way. We talking about the spring game. We spent 20 minutes of listening to Ball Hawk ram about the NIL. I hope y'all just go right to the 20-minute mark. Don't listen to him. Listen to me. I know what I'm talking about. He too emotional. First play of the game, Coach Kitchens said, the white squad going to go deep. I was like, ooh, that's what we doing. Huck and Chuck. First play, baby. Huck and Chuck. Came out, little hitch and go with my man JR, who's been having a great spring. Got my man Tony One Shot. Pow, pow, musket. Let that thing fly. JR was wide open. He hit Aiden Ryan with a little double move. Wide open. I'm like, ooh, we about to strike up the band. And he dropped it. Ball Hawk, JR, after all that hype, he dropped the pass. You know what he looked like? What he looked like? He looked just like you. What you mean he looked just like me? Yeah, you remember versus North Carolina State in 1999? Dan Ellis threw a dime to you on the left side just in the same, that way, the one at Scott Stadium. It was at their place, but it was like the same yard marker. You dropped the ball just like that. You was wide open. You hit a little double move, dropped it wide open. Billy McMullen caught both of his touchdown passes, but you caught some two-point conversions. But Billy Mack, they put Billy Mack in the game for you after that anytime they ran that play, and he had two touchdown passes. You dropped yours. So I know you feel like Jay. I know you know how JR feel, right? Yeah, man, sometimes you just drop the ball. Man, you ain't never supposed to drop the ball that wide open. Why you practicing all that? Why you do all that work and you can't catch the ball by yourself? By yourself, a deep bomb. How you drop a bomb, Ball Hawk? Tell the people how I feel to drop a bomb. Nah, you can go ahead. No, tell us. You talked our head off by the NIL. How does it feel to drop a short touchdown? And you did yours in front of thousands of people. Thousands. Not talking about this. All right, well, tell us in 1998 with Ron Kerr on the sideline versus UNC and Aaron Brooks was scrambling around and you was in the end zone in front of the student section and you dropped the touchdown pass in that end zone. How did that feel? What are we doing right now? Why are you doing, like, come on, man. I'm trying to have you reflect because you love to take people behind the curtain so they could better understand because they ain't never played and you played and you got the little catch and stuff. Ooh, you're Ball Hawk. So Ball Hawk, be Ball Hawk and tell us, how does it feel to drop sure touchdown passes? Were you Tony from Blue Chips? Were you point shaving? Do I need to check your old accounts? Did you get paid to drop touchdown passes, Ball Hawk? Whoa, wait a minute, man. I am not Tony from Blue Chips. No. Okay? I just dropped it. Matter of fact, the next game was Virginia Tech. I always talk about how I dropped, you know, the touchdown versus UNC. And then I quarter versus Virginia Tech. It was like redemption. Nah. That's too soft. You soft. But JR did come back. He did come back later on. This is why I want to know, Ball Hawk. This is my thing about the spring game. As much as we cheer for somebody doing good, how do we critique the person that didn't do good? Like, we talk about JR battling back and catching the second pass for a touchdown, and we like, yay, woo, go JR, you having a great spring, good job, touchdown, Cavaliers. But then it's one of us that's getting beat. Now we're looking at Aiden Ryan like, make the tackle. What are you doing? Oh, no. You got to sharpen that up. Well, Aiden is like Malcolm Green was last year and then Devontae Cross the year before that or Nick Grant. Like, it just amazes me how we've been having safeties have to fill in that corner just because we might be thin. And, you know, it can help those guys cover better. Like, it is a helpful method to have them play different positions. But I would expect, like, JR to, no disrespect, to Aiden Ryan, but he's not a natural corner. So I would expect a double move to beat him. But the tackling, Aiden's known to be a good tackler, but JR's a big, no, we're not doing that, man. Let me take the mic back. Because I say that to say, even the touchdown to the young boy, to Claiborne Richards, he had that 73-yard touchdown out of bunch. And we celebrate him in that big play. You know, another big play for the white squad. But you're looking at the blue squad like, hey, man, we got our starting safeties over there. You know, you had Clary over there. You had Sanker over there. Like, what's going on? Out of bunch. Like, how does he get that wide open? What's going on? That's a good question. I don't know what was going on. I do want to say this. The receiver position, man, it's going to be a fight. You got J.R. showing, you know, being consistent. Malachi's our leading receiver from last year, 58 receptions, 811 yards, 5 touchdowns. Then you got Sadarian, who's explosive and showed you with the punt return he had for a touchdown, and he had a big catch in the seam on Saturday. Andre Green Jr., the transfer from UNC, big and strong, showing flashes. You got Trail Harris, who could help us in the return game, and he's that receiver that, you know, when I say, yo, who had the receivers look good? And when I say Trail, I asked about Trail, they gave me that look like, yeah, buddy, we got one. Not to mention Chris Tyree, who got the explosive speed we ain't had at the receiver position since Olamide Zaccheaus. We haven't had a receiver that explosive since Olamide. Like, Malik is explosive, but I'm talking about top-end speed, like, you finish it. You know, Malik was a guy that did everything, but I felt like he didn't have the last gear, and that's not a knock on him. Still a great receiver, still an All-American. But Olamide had the top-end gear that it was like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, he out of there. And I feel like Chris Tyree got that, da-da-da-da-da-da, he out of there. He wasn't available for the spring game, so we had to wait, but he do what number 4, just like Olamide did, just like Malik did. That's all I'm going to say. And then if they feel like Trail Harris is going to carry on the tradition of transfer receivers, he do got a 4 in his number. He wearing 14. It's a 4 that's involved in 14. And I like Andre Green, big body. So we're going to see. We're going to see. The tight end position, you know, we had a tight end sighting. We did that. Big catch by Carson Gay on a seam route. Looked like they were playing, looked like it was playing cover 3, and they just ran verts. And I don't know what happened. I don't know. Well, we wasn't playing. Yeah, we were playing cover 3 because it looked like Sanker came down. I don't know if the corner to that side got caught just hanging on to number 1 too long versus playing in between 1 and 2. Understanding that 2 was on the line of scrimmage and you got to, you know, mirror the release of number 2. Like, if he screamed up the field, you got to screen back. Clary was coming from the field and he was rotating to the boundary. It was a good throw by Musket. Musket made some real good throws. Let me just say this. Running back position, it was good to see Davis Lane Jr. getting some carries. Fast kid, was a quarterback, got moved to safety. Now he playing running back. He got top end speed. Vaughn's been looking good at running back during the spring. Noah Vaughn, a smaller guy, 5'8", 188, so he could get lost in the backfield, but he's been running strong. Kobe Pace is our starter. Xavier should be healthy and coming back. So, you know, I like what we're doing at the running back position. It was hard to evaluate the running game just because we were beat up front, but we do have depth, so guys got to get reps all spring. So that's a good thing. If this was in like a year ago, we probably wouldn't have had a spring game just because we didn't have the depth that we wanted. I will say this. The quarterback position. I'm going to say the cornerback, as in corners. We need some guys to solidify that. I know Dre was out. He didn't play. Dre Walker, he stamped that one as one of the starters. So we just need to see which one of the transfers is going to step up and solidify the other side. I like what we got up front. The linebacker position, this is where I feel like it could get tricky for the simple fact a lot of times we play 5 defensive backs. We usually play 3 safeties and 2 corners, right? The Quinn Blandon clone, Corey Thomas Jr., he gonna have to be on the field. He may be playing some backer. He might. You might have to put him at backer. And you might could put him at backer with our phenom with Cam Robinson. I mean, Bracey's had a good spring, in my opinion. Oh shucks, can't do that. Damn. James. Never mind. So no, you keep James Jackson. My bad. James might headbutt me when he sees me. My bad, James. You got James and Cam as both of the linebackers, right? Those are the starters. But you got to put 3 on the field somewhere. Corey Thomas Jr., you got to be on the field somewhere. He got to be on the field. I don't know if he's going to play the true nickel. Hell no. Nah. So Clarion and Jonas going to have to play the nickel. They're going to have to cover. Because you got to use three as like a blitzer. Get him in the run game. He's just a big body. I mean, I think he could cover for playing off, but I'm be interested to see how they utilize him. Really interested to see that. But this is what we've been on, 30 minutes. I don't want to make this a long podcast. That NIL got away from me. I apologize for that. But from the quarterback position, here's what I want to say, because people always say, who you feel like is going to be the starter? If you listen to Coach Tony Elliott last year, what did he always say? You can't lose your position with injury. And if it's still a competition, I just feel like Tony Muskie going to be the starter. I mean, if you can't lose your position to injury, I don't feel like in a controlled practice setting that Calandro will outduel Tony Muskie. In a control, like practice is control. I feel like anytime there's a control setting where you can't hit the quarterback and you make the quarterback just have to throw, I feel like that's an advantage to Tony. If you make it a game time situation and now it's chaotic, I feel like that's when Anthony Calandro's game rises to another level. And that's something that you can't foresee. Like he's a gamer. And those type of guys is always tough. Like, if he was at a different position, if he was at a running back position, a receiver position, it wouldn't matter if he started, because you could just end up letting him get in the groove, play, and boom. Like Manu Ginobili coming off the bench for the Spurs. But since he plays the quarterback position, it's like, I need to know. Old reliable or the high-stakes guy. And he's looked at as a high-stakes guy. So, long story short, I feel like as long as they are in a control environment where quarterbacks can't get hit, I feel like Tony's going to have the upper hand. But Calandro's always there. And Calandro is an NIL. You never, unless he proved me wrong, NIL is not going to move him, because he's an NIL. Like, he's a money kid. I remember folks like, Ball Hawk, he might leave for NIL. I'm like, man, y'all ain't pay attention. That dude, I mean, he just flew everybody out to Florida to work out stuff. And they love each other, bro. That's the one that I can say. Usually when people are in competition, there's some hateration going on. No, it's a genuine bond between those two. Iron sharpens iron. I'm comfortable with either one of them at quarterback. This is one of the exceptions to the rule. This is why I feel like you got two quarterbacks, you're going to be successful. I feel like the team will be successful with either one of them at quarterback. I can't say, oh, we would have won more games with this guy than that guy. I do feel like the approach is a little different. But our approach, our philosophy as an offense is to be a run first offense to set up the play action so you can take shots. So you can open up clear passing lanes for your quarterback. So you can open up the tight ends in the seam. Like, we want to run the ball first to set up advantageous matchups on the outside, one-on-one matchups. A lot of our route combos is for one-on-one when we know you in man. We do have some zone beaters and things like that, but we want to catch teams in man. We really do. So that's why, in hindsight, if you got Calandro, you make it force more teams to play man. Now, so if somebody would counter and be like, well, Calandro can force you to play man because of his legs, you're right. There you go. But that's why they try to showcase that Muskie can run as well. Because they add some design runs for him. He's not as good as runner as Calandro. That Louisville game, he was out that thing looking like Johnny Manziel Jr. But then you see Muskie versus UNC, when he just puts his foot down and run, he does a very good job. So that's all I got, man. As far as the spring game, it was great seeing all the alums come out. I know it was Black Alumni Weekend as well, so guys had to make a decision because the cookout was going on at the time. But it's always great to see the past players before me, the guys who laid down the foundation, break bread with them, then my former teammates, then the guys after me coming back. My man Bryce Hall was back in town. Lamade was back in town. My man Darius Jennings was back in town. Romeo was back in town. And a host of other folks, ST, Anthony Sutherland. The list goes on and on of guys that came. Oh, my man Bryce Perkins came back. My man Hasis Dubois came back. Nick Grant came back. Joey came back. Joey Blunt, that is, came back. My man Yubrena Isabel came back. Brad Barnes came back. Man, Chris Trapp came back. Lil Schmitty came back. It was a host of folks, man. I don't want to bore y'all with that, but it was good seeing everybody. And shout out to Coach Elliott, man, for opening the doors and having guys who felt like the door was closed on them feel like they can come back and mingle with the brothers and speak with them. Salute to Coach Elliott for what he's done with that. He's done a phenomenal job of bridging that gap that was there. And guys are coming back and wanting to come back and having fun when they come back. And he's done a hell of a job of doing that, man. So that's all I got for y'all. I'm going to start doing, you know, more preseason episodes in the coming months. So be on the lookout for that. But that's all I got for y'all, man. It's the Ball Hawk Show. Make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel, the Ball Hawk Show Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to my podcast, the Ball Hawk Show Podcast. Salute to the Lead Network. And we out of here. Peace.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.